But introduce it again.
To help you, you began by talking about the men's club board meeting.
Okay. We were at a men's club board meeting at Rhoda Sholem Temple one night. Foster Goldman, who is my cousin by marriage, was challenging the men's club on the fact they never had enough exciting, meaningful projects to justify their existence. And when they someone said, "Well, what do you think we ought to do?" He said, "Well, we have a scout troop." And they said, "Okay, organize a scout troop." Foster said he would do so if somebody would help him. And there was a dead silence and nobody volunteered to help him. So I held up my hand and said I would. And the two of us set about to find out what had to be done. And we did it. The only problem was that we agreed to meet on Monday nights. They wanted to do it on Tuesday night, but because Milton Berle was on Tuesday night, they knew that nobody would come, so we moved it to Monday night. And the Monday night, the merchants were all open. Foster Goldman was with Sig Hahn and Hahn Furniture, and he couldn't work on Monday. He couldn't be at Scouts on Monday night for that reason, never did show up, and I inherited the whole responsibility, which I totally enjoyed. It didn't take us very long before we had a good troop built up. I didn't know anything about tying knots or first aid or Morse code or any of those things, but like everything else I've mentioned to you, I went out and learned how to do it. And we really built up at Rhoda Sholem a marvelous, marvelous troop, one of the best in the county. And we won all sorts of competitions. And I was appointed scoutmaster of troops that went to international jamborees. And we had high adventure trips with our own troops. We'd go to Niagara Falls or down to the Skyline Drive or just did endless things. Eventually I ended up on the board of Allegheny Trails Council and worked with them for many years, was instrumental in assembling the land that now constitutes their scout reservation near Farmington, Pennsylvania. I assembled the key pieces for them. I assembled the key pieces for another camp that they had in the northern part of the county. And it's just been a thrilling experience over the years to watch these boys develop. Mm-hmm. Kids who weren't athletes, but were given the opportunity to develop themselves by the things that scouting stands for. It was just really one. And I still see these young people, at least an office to one of them today. And
you did have central headquarters in town, is that true? And the meetings down there were, I happen to know a little about it, weren't they supported by men of position in the community? By that I mean industrialists.
Allegheny Trails Council, the roster of their board of directors.
That's what I mean.
The roster of all the industrial leaders of this community.
That's what I meant.
And it's just tremendous people. You name the business, and they've got a representative on the board, and their presidents mm-hmm. have come many times over from U.S. Steel.
Yeah.
But all the others, Pittsburgh National Bank and so forth. Yes. And when they decide they need headquarter location, Vivian Lehman, the widow of Chester Lehman of Blaw Knox, who was a distant relative of mine, offered them the funds to build the building. mm-hmm. if they could get the land. And it was my job to assemble the land, which I did. And they now have, it really was a fantastic thing. We assembled all the land, then they found they couldn't build on it. And I went to the city and the urban redevelopment, who had a piece available, and I worked out a deal with them to trade and end up with enough money to pay for part of the expenses. And then served on the building committee when they constructed, designed and constructed the building.
Mm-hmm.
So that that really was a very, very important part.
I'm sure.
You mentioned the number of years you were involved with Scott.
20 years. And I'm still involved and still go camping with them.
Great.
And last April, went on an expedition and served as quartermaster while they went out and did bicycle riding on the C&O canal route. And I set up camp and did the baking and cooking, and while they were riding from one place to another.
That's where you learned to make the cookies.
That actually led me into the
That's what I mean.
Most recent hobby.
The best basics. Baking. Yes. That is exciting. Any other hobbies? Or was that your full time?
Well, I taught at the University of Pittsburgh for something like 10 years. And
real estate courses?
Real estate management.
Right.
So that, and I served as national president of the Institute of Real Estate Management. And I really was doing so many of these. I was on the Temple board, the senior board.
Mm-hmm.
I was teaching at Pitt. I was acting as a scoutmaster and acting in national capacities in the Institute of Real Estate Management, all at the same time. And frankly, it was just too big a load for me, and I had to give up much of it. And I did it one fell swoop,
mm-hmm.
but I've never fully divorced myself from scouting. And I taught management on a national level for the Institute. But I gave that up, mm-hmm. too, about 5 or 6 years ago. But my other hobby that you asked me about was photography. And again, that was scouting related, because in order to teach the kids the nature merit badge and how to identify trees and wildlife and plants and other things, I took pictures as a teaching aid.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, suddenly recognized that you could take good pictures of flowers and trees and things, and, that they might be of interest to people. So I started taking pictures of close-ups of flowers, and found that they really were very photographable, photogenic.
Yeah.
So I ended up with an exhibit of the wildflower pictures at the Ligonier Art Museum of flowers of Western Pennsylvania. And that exhibit was subsequently brought to the Hunt Botanical Library at Carnegie Mellon and the Pittsburgh National Bank.
Grew.
And then I decided that was enough of that.
Meanwhile, you learn to recognize plants and flowers, I'm sure.
Yes, I could walk.
Which very
I could
few
take a hike in the woods and tell you the names of all the
plants. Wow, that's great. I always admired anyone that could do that. But tell me this, of all these interests you had, and I know what it's like, your adrenaline does flow, doesn't it? Well, could you make a comment about your teaching experience? How did that hit you as you look back on it, compared to all the other things you were interested in?
I love to do it.
That's what I was waiting to hear.
I truly love to do it. And, you know, I didn't do that by design. The University of Pittsburgh wanted to establish a chair in real estate. And the real estate board said that they would help them do so, to raise the money and find the professor to establish mm-hmm. that chair. Somehow or another, I got tagged with the job. I was given the job of raising the funds to establish the A.J. Kelly Chair in Real Estate, which I did. I raised all the money that was necessary by major solicitation.
Mm-hmm.
And after we got, and then helped them find the first professor, Archibald Woodruff. And after we got the chair established, he said, we ought to have a course in real estate management. And he said, you're in the management business. Could you teach it?
Wow.
And I said, I don't know, I'll try. To put a program together and review it with you, which I did. He approved it. I taught there for 10 years, and it was great fun because I could take them around and show them the city and take them into buildings that I managed and teach them management from a practical standpoint.
Very fulfilling, isn't it? It's something you know so
and I
well.
I taught on a national basis
for
the Institute of Real Estate Management, and, which was just doing the same thing on a slightly different scale. But yes, scouting and teaching were fun because you're working with people.
True.
And that's the joy.
Yeah. And helping.
Helping people.
You're helping.
That's right.
Right. No greater reward. Well, we have time. Can you think of anything we've left out as far as hobbies? Because I have another subject we haven't touched.
I think your hobby of cooking and baking might be something you want to talk about, if that's a source of satisfaction.
Well, that's my present number one hobby.
Well, we have to give it equal time.
Well, as a result of my scouting, you know, when you went out with the boys in the field, they would do the prepare the meals, and then invite the scout leaders. Each patrol would invite a scout leader to have a meal with them, and their meals were so horrible I couldn't stand them. I mean, hot dogs, hamburgers. So I decided to learn how to do this thing out in the woods, and we ended up with very exotic recipes. We learned how to bake cakes and bread and pies and fancy things, even made strawberry blintzes. We had menus that no other scout troop ever had, all as a result of this. Well, I gave up scouting, having learned how to do all that. I found myself wanting to do it another way. So one of the things I wanted to do was learn how to bake bread. And I didn't take any classes. I just got a book and said, this is what you do, and I did it.
Uh-huh.
And it worked out. I've since taken lots of classes, and I go to classes quite frequently in cooking and baking. But I don't think a weekend ever passes anymore that I don't bake bread or cakes or pies or cookies. And I'm great at omelets, and I make a wonderful cheesecake.
What kind of bread is your specialty?
Yes.
Well, I guess my very favorite is there's a cookbook written by some Jesuit society called I think they're Jesuit, called Tassajara.
Yes, I know that.
And you can make 5 or 6 loaves in one batch, big loaves. And Claire, get me a loaf of bread from downstairs, will you?
Wow.
Cut it in two and we'll give it each a half.
What a surprise.
What a treat.
Yes. No one has ever done
this
that.
This is Tassajara bread with some whole wheat flour in it.
Wow.
It doesn't happen to be my favorite, but anyhow, that's my favorite recipe.
A lot of satisfaction kneading the bread.
Oh, yes. pounding it, punching it.
Why didn't I ever go into that?
Are children and grandchildren the beneficiaries of this skill, or are friends?
Well, if by beneficiary you mean, have they learned to do it?
No, have they
to
got
eat it?
Products?
Oh, oh, are yes, they the consumer?
Here. I make cookies for them all the time.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Give them loaves of bread, but the interesting other aspect of it is that they do it too. And my three children are better cooks than I am. But I used to make gourmet meals for a few people on New Year's Eve. I'd come up with some exotic recipe that I got out of Gourmet or Pleasures of Cooking. Serves it.
Sounds like a good hobby. The only danger would be that if you eat your own good food, you may put on weight.
That's absolutely
That's
right.
That's the trouble.
That's correct.
I'm in the process of starving myself. The other subject we haven't touched, and we always wind up with this near the end, is how did you feel in your life at any point, or is there a point that you want to discuss as a Jew living in this community, where you felt anti-Semitism in any way in your business or your profession? Was it even not, didn't even raise its head? Is that possible?
Oh, you can't be Jewish and not encounter anti-Semitism at one point or another.
Yes.
I have to say that in Pittsburgh, by and large, it's been minimal, but it certainly existed. I can remember, I guess, my prime example is that when I was selling insurance, I was concentrating at that particular point on selling accident and health insurance, and I got an application from a gentleman named Carl Janovitz. I don't know if you remember Carl. He was an attorney. Unfortunately, had a wooden leg and therefore was not a prime candidate for accident and health insurance, but he wanted it. And I made it my business to research the market and find it for him. And I did find a company whose name I can't remember at this moment. It's not important, but they would write insurance for people who had a wooden leg. And so I got them to fill out the application and took it down to them. And a little bit later they came back and they said they were awfully sorry they couldn't ride it. And I said, why can't you ride it? You told me that the fact that he had a wooden leg didn't bother him. He said, yes, they could ride with somebody with a wooden leg, but this man was Jewish. I said, you mean you could, you'll ride it for somebody with a wooden leg, but you won't ride it if he's a Jew? That was, to me, one of the most shocking
examples
of
yes.
I subsequently, incidentally, served on as vice chairman of the Mayor's Commission on Human Relations, where I had to be on the opposite side of the thing and handle cases of discrimination, whether they be racially or religiously oriented.
Right.
And I got my opportunity to pay back some of those things. But
sure,
by and large, this has not been, in my opinion, an anti-Semitic climate in this community. Maybe I'm blind, but I haven't experienced.
Well, there were, if you recall, areas in Pittsburgh, like up at the top outside of Wilkinsburg, that you couldn't sell property to Jews. Do you remember that period?
There was a time when Jews couldn't belong to the Duquesne Club.
Right.
Now they can. They couldn't belong to the PAA. Now they can. But let me say this. I've said that I've served with all the leaders of industry on the Boy Scout
Board. Right.
I'm on the Board of Trustees of Dollar Savings Bank. Serving with other captains of industry. In those two instances alone, I can tell you that there has never been a problem, never been a discussion of anything that would suggest anti-Semitism.
That's good to know.
think this is one of Pittsburgh's blessings. I don't say it doesn't exist. It does. Mm-hmm. But it isn't so manifest that it makes it uncomfortable. And I have only on the rarest of occasions encountered it in business.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad we have that on the record. There's another subject we save for towards the end. Now I forget what it is. You can't think of it.
Oh, it probably has to do with the things in your life you feel best about.
Oh, about proudest
about.
Politics, yes. Yes, how do you feel about the present administration, and what would you say in your capacity, having lived this long and wonderful life of yours, what do you think's going to happen in the coming election?
Are you talking
after
about
Reagan?
Yes.
Or
local?
First national, or would you rather discuss the local government?
Well, there is
whatever you
much
like
to discuss locally.
No, know, that's what
politics,
I thought.
This is such a Democratic stronghold that while I was once a registered Republican, I changed my registration to Democrat because you're disenfranchised when you're a Republican. In Pittsburgh, you can
that's
vote
right.
Republican if you want in the general, but in the primary, right. It's meaningless. So I changed it to Democrat. But nationally, what do I think of the administration? I voted for Reagan twice. Fortunately, he can't run a third time. It's been a major disappointment. This business with Iran and Contras is a fiasco and a disgrace. And the more that comes out about, the worse it appears. I think the man is insensitive to the needs of people. And I can't believe that unless the Democrats come up with a totally unacceptable person, that the Democrats can't win the next presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see who each of them come up with, but unless they put the Republicans put Reverend Robertson on, I guarantee they'll vote Democratic, no matter who it is. But,
Yes, any other comment about the future of the country, looking at it at this point?
Well, I feel somewhat about the country as I do about the city. I hate to see the things that are happening. I think that we've lost in so many fields in business that it has to be alarming. I think that we're constantly being outwitted by other people. I think that we have gone through times such as when industry and labor would keep insisting on higher wages. Industry didn't care. They gave them to them. Passed the added cost successfully off onto their customers. They didn't care. As a result of that, they've reached the point where they are today, where they're pricing themselves out of the market in everything.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable.
Yes. How do you feel about the price of automobiles in this country?
It's a perfect example. I heard a poll the other day that said that if something came in a brown paper, plain brown paper wrapper, and one said made in Japan and one said made in America, which one would you buy? You didn't even know what was inside. 80% of them said they'd buy the Japanese.
Right, I heard that.
That's a disgrace.
Yes.
And it's our fault. It isn't something that just happened. First of all, we gave them all the money in the world to learn how to compete with us after the war. We did everything in the world to build up the enemy, the competition, and all the time we kept thinking that this would never end, this bonanza that we were enjoying. Now it's ended. We priced ourselves out of the market, and we've lost the pride in making the best kind of a product, the thing that made America famous. It disturbs me very much.
But now we don't have much to look forward to in the sense that they're thinking of putting up tariffs to keep all foreign competitive goods out of the country. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think, you know, when you went to college, you took Economics 101 or something, and they told you that that just doesn't work. And
That's right.
It shouldn't be right. You shouldn't have tariffs. And there should be free trade. But we find ourselves competing with countries that subsidize their industry to a point where they can produce things at a lower price, and then they dump them on the market. And so the old free trade idea does require some examination. I think that what they're trying to do right now with this tariff business is simply to force other countries to be realistic in their approach and sit down and talk about it. And I think that's correct.
You don't think there's a big danger there that they may raise their tariffs, and then where are we?
I think that is a danger, and I think that everybody recognizes the danger. I think that they're throwing that out as in an effort, since neither side wants that to happen,
yeah.
Then they'll sit down and try to resolve the problem. I'm hopeful that that's what will occur.
Do you have any last words of wisdom you want to put on this?
And we
things,
got
yes.
about 5 minutes.
Things that you're particularly happy about as you think about your life and things you might want to change if you could.
No, there is nothing that I want to change. I've been blessed.
Yes,
the thing that I'm happiest about, we haven't talked at all about, is my wonderful wife.
Good. Let's hear about it.
Talk about your wonderful wife.
Yes.
Well, we've been married 46, it'll be 47 years in August the 2nd. And we've had a marvelous life. Claire has worked with me in the office. She's then went through all the organizational work and decided she'd had her fill of that and asked me if she could start selling co-ops and condominiums for me. I first resisted and then realized that what an asset should be. She turned out to be the most professional real estate sales lady in the city.
Wow.
And an absolute perfectionist. But she's a wonderful wife and a wonderful mother, and she's fantastic with our grandchildren. And loves outdoor life. We go fishing together. She'll wade the stream with me. She's learned how to fly fish.
Great.
She just made life a joy. That's my number one.
I'm sure.
Enjoyment of life.
Would you mention, and we usually like to have that recorded, some of the organizations she was active in?
Well, I think her she was on the Sisterhood for many, many years. She's been active and is still active in the Association for the Blind for something like 40 years. Drove a blind man as he made his calls on other blind people to teach them how to get along. And she'd be doing it yet if the man hadn't died. I think that was probably her number one project.
Mm-hmm.
But those were two of her main.
And how about yours? Is there any special ones that you would like to mention that you've been affiliated with or used to be active in?
Well, I think we've pretty well covered the Scouts
okay.
and so forth.
That's right, yes.
My latest, biggest project is serving on the Board of Trustees at Dollar Bank, and which I take very seriously. And that has become a major part of my extracurricular
yes.
activities.
Very good. This has about 2-3 seconds to go, so we can make a final thank you.
Indeed. It's been a delight, and I thank you very much for letting us be a part of all this.
Yes, and I join.
Well, you're kind to ask me to do it. I've enjoyed the experience. I can't imagine how fast the time has gone.
Yeah, sure did. Thank you again.